So what's the cost? As Americans, the bottom line for many of us is, what's it cost? When we go in to buy a new car or trade in our vehicle, we don't really care about the gas mileage. We don't really care about the features. What we really care about is, what's it gonna cost me? When I tell my kids about trips to Peru and Rome and they go home to tell their parents, the parents don't really care about where they're going. They wanna know, what's it cost? We're wired to know, what's it cost? So the question from today's gospel is, what's the cost? Namely, what's the cost of being a follower of Jesus? What's the cost of being a disciple? And the Lord does not mince words today. He's very clear on what the cost is. The cost is we must deny ourselves. The cost is we have to take up our cross. The cost is we must follow him. The cost is that we actually end up losing our lives, and by losing our lives, we actually gain eternal life. The cost is that we will experience shame in the world because people will mock us for being Christian and believing in this rabbi that rose from the dead 2,000 years ago. The cost is we'll be mocked for that. The cost is that we will experience this ridicule from a faithless and sinful generation. That's the cost. The cost is we give up our life. The cost is we share in Jesus' own passion. The cost is we share in his cross. And at some point, every single one of us will be there. But that begs a different question. What's the reward? The reward is simple. The reward is him. The reward is the Lord. The reward is a friendship with him. The reward is the grace to be able to endure the cross. He is the reward. It's nothing else. Sometimes we think of heaven as like this other something else other than Jesus. No, heaven is Jesus. And we get to experience that now. So we know the cost. The Lord makes it clear. But we also know the reward. The cost is a sharing the cross. And the reward is him. It's worth it.